Good afternoon. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip Friday, the 27th of August. Hope you're all well. Had a good week. Been busy, you know, doing things, but enjoyed it. Really good. Right, let's get into it because I haven't got a lot of time. I've got a few Zooms this afternoon. Have I got any notices? No, everything done. Nice v Marseille say they're deciding on the 8th the result of that game or what they're going to do about it, so I'll sort that out at the time. I'm sure I had something in my little brain box somewhere to say, but I can't even remember what it is. Kane saga's obviously come to an end, so that'll give Sky Sports nothing to talk about. It's moved to Ronaldo now. And then he strayed off the score sheet last night, 2 goals. I think people were concerned how the Spurs fans would take him, by all accounts, with 30,000 there last night, full reception. For him, got a really good reception. And I just think it's good business for Tottenham. I do think keeping hold of him, you're not going to replace him for that money, whatever way the math's stacked up. So, yeah, will Ronaldo end up at Man City? That would be quite something for him to come back to the Premier League and play for the Manchester, other side of Manchester. Be interesting to see how that went down. Right, but let's get into it. I'm sure I had something, can't remember. Genuinely, my brain's gone. If it is on Monday. Obviously, we've got an international break after this week, so football will then go quiet as far as we're concerned until, I think it's the 10th of Friday, the 10th of September, that weekend onwards. And then, obviously, volume and things will increase. Trading group will get started. Telegram group, you'll be up and running then as well. So, yeah, some lots to come. But let's just deal with this weekend. We have the Premier League again. Man City versus Arsenal. City only 1.29 shows you. Arsenal obviously winning whatever it was, 6-7-0 or whatever it was against West Brom. But I think West Brom play kids. Obviously their first two games they have struggled, but they have had, didn't have Aubameyang and Lacazette, and Aubameyang played in midweek and got a couple, I think. City, you know, 1-2-9, it's just very, very short this stage of the season, no matter how Arsenal is. It's not a game I want to get involved in. I do expect City to win. You know, they bounce back from losing to Spurs with an easy win last week. But I wouldn't want to be involved personally at 1.29. And Arsenal 13.5, unbelievable, really, incredible. Just another, sorry Arsenal fans, another sign of how far you have slipped when you're available away at 13.5. Brighton, Everton. Brighton obviously started very well. 2 wins. Benitez, I do think, is going to solidify Everton. Might take a little bit of time. Talk of Mbappe going to Real Madrid and then PSG wanting Richarlison from Everton. So it'll be interesting to see if that deal goes through before Tuesday with this transfer window coming to a close. I couldn't back Brighton at this price at 2.5 against Everton. If I had to, gun to my head, if I had to have a bet in this game, it would be a draw. Norwich-Leicester. Leicester soundly beat by West Ham. West Ham fans suddenly talking of winning the league. You know, four against Newcastle, 4 against Leicester. Leicester did have a man down, man sent off. Norwich, 2 pastings to start. I do think Leicester will win this in a hard-fought game. I think Norwich are going to take a little while to get some points on the board. So for this one here, for me, Leicester in a hard-fought win. Newcastle-Southampton. This is one I like for over 2.5. 1.86. I got it about 1.7. So Newcastle-Southampton. Either one could win it. They're both capable of being useless. They're both capable of being okay. But I like the over 2.5 here. So this is one you could back it through the first 10 minutes or wait till it gets even money and then back it through 10 minutes from there. If you don't wait for the second goal, then once you've got the first, if you don't get it, you can scratch. If you get the second goal, you can either remove liability or green up there. So Newcastle, Southampton, over 2.5. West Ham, Palace. I've tipped Palace to go down. West Ham are 1.62 at home, 4.1 the draw, 6.6 away. Certainly can't see Palace winning this game. West Ham been firing in the goals. I genuinely, my view on West Ham is they've got a good manager. I've said before that Moyes is a good manager. I think he will stabilise them. I think they're basically going to be like Everton were under Moyes for me. They will always be up there in the sort of top 6, 7, 8. And if they have an exceptional season, they'll do like they did last year, finish 5th or 6th. There's going to be a gap between the top 4 and the rest, but West Ham will definitely under Moyes put themselves in that bracket with Spurs, Leicester, Arsenal, Everton. I'm convinced of that. So 1.62 to beat Palace, probably about right for me. So not a game I'd want to back them. I do think they'll win, but I do think it's another game where the over 2.5 is a bit big. 1.95 currently, so again, that's one I would let it get to 2, drip in and trade the goals on West Ham Palace over 2.5. And much the same the next game, Aston Villa Brentford, over 2.5, 2.04, exactly the same. I'd drip it in the first 10 minutes. I do think Villa will win this. Personally, I think Ings is a really good sign, and I think that was, for me, that's probably the business of the window, Villa getting. Spurs keeping Kane obviously is great business, but I think Villa getting Ings, it just seemed to happen, didn't it? Bang, they knew Grealish was going. Proven Premier League goal scorer. I'd have loved to have seen him come to Tottenham, honest, personally. So Villa-Brentford. Villa-Brentford for me. Villa will nick it, maybe, and over 2.5 goals. Liverpool-Chelsea. Liverpool 2.6, the draw 3.4, away 3.05. Obviously, probably the game of the weekend. Both started well. Chelsea, completely different beasts under Tuchel and having Lukaku. There's people who still doubt Lukaku. The guy has got a phenomenal goal scoring record. I don't know whether, I think United fans are down on him because it didn't quite happen for him at United. Was that the way they played, the management of him? He is an absolute proven goal scorer. I've said, and I think it's right, I'm not 100%, but I think he's similar age to Kane and has scored more goals, and people talk of as if Harry Kane is an absolute messiah. But Lukaku, I mean, he could be the difference between those winning the league and not winning the league this season, though, that signing alone. You know, City, as I said last week with Kane, be interesting to see what they do now. They do need to go and get a striker, City, and who they end up with. You know, if they get Ronaldo, you know, he's a great player, of course he is. I can't sit here and say, but he is getting on 36. Can he come back and do it in the Premier League at that age, in a much higher sort of tempo games? Be interesting to see. But I had a look at this game. Liverpool have got a staggering home record against most people over the last 4 years, but even against top 6 sides, they've only lost 2 of the last 24. And I know we can say this is a different Chelsea, but Chelsea away to top 6 sides have only won 4 of the last 20. I think Liverpool are a big price here. I think there was a shift when Chelsea won last week, shifting price for Chelsea beating Arsenal, what apparently was comfortable. But I don't think I could turn down Liverpool at 2.6 at home in front of an Anfield crowd. Started the season well. I think the issues of the Christmas break are long behind them. I do think they're going to be right up there, big runners. Liverpool in this Premier League battle. Liverpool, Chelsea, City, I think, will be the three that battle it out, as I've said. And I think Liverpool at 2.6 here are just too big. I'm not saying they will win. I'm just saying they, for me, are too big. And they've got out the last 24, when they've been top 6, playing against top 6, they've won 17, drawn 5 and only lost 2. So, I mean, interestingly enough, Chelsea's Chelsea's three wins have come at City, West Ham last season when they were in the top six, and then Liverpool when Liverpool were in that dodgy period. But prior to that, their last win away to a top six side was in 2016-17. So we can't just say it was all on Lampard. It's over a period of time. So I'm not saying, as I say, that it definitely means they're going to win, but at the prices, I would definitely have to be on Liverpool here. Won't hear me say this very often, Tottenham-Watford. I think Tottenham are a big price here. Only 1.46, but I think that's too big. I think Tottenham, you know, it'll be one of those games where probably take a bit of a while. Be surprised if Kane doesn't now play, or certainly play a part. Watford obviously went to Villa and caught them by surprise start of the season, but still conceded two late goals, then got beat, and I'll be really, really surprised if Tottenham don't win that game, going into that, you know, chance to rest players. They didn't have to travel abroad this week. I think Tottenham win that, and I think they're a little bit too big even at 1.46, if that's the sort of bets you like. Got a fantastic home record, Tottenham, against promoted teams over the last 10 years, not just recently, a long period. Burnley versus Leeds. Didn't know what to make of this one, to be honest. I thought Leeds were probably a little bit short, but game I'm happy to pass on. Burnley haven't really got themselves going yet. You know, I do keep saying I think Dyche is a good manager. I think he'll keep them up. But... you know, the gaps in this league, the trouble is the gaps are getting bigger. The top teams are getting really good. And then the mid-teams find it hard. So Burnley have opened up with two losses, but no harm losing to, was it Liverpool last time out? Yeah, last weekend, wasn't it? Lost 2-0 to Liverpool. I think by all accounts, certainly the guys in the chat room said Burnley gave Liverpool a good game. So I think they're perfectly capable of beating Leeds. I certainly wouldn't want to be backing Leeds away at 2.44. I've already said Leeds drew with Everton. I've already said I think Leeds. I haven't got a massive data, and everybody was so raving about Bielsa, and they did do well last season. You know, I held my hands up and said they did better than I thought they would. But I think teams are going to work out how to play them, and I think this will be a bit tougher for them than perhaps the prices suggest. So not a game I want to touch. And Wolves, Man U. Man United, obviously, that fantastic win, beat Leeds first day of the season, first Saturday lunchtime kickoff. So it was the second game in effect of the whole season. And as I mean, the reaction to it for me amazed me. It genuinely was, oh, United have won the league. It was just ridiculous. That's the world we live in. And then obviously they go last week and end up 1-0 down to Southampton. Southampton, if you look at them, they are a team to lay when they get in front against a half-decent team at home. They just never seem to hold the lead. So United did come back and draw. Wolves absolutely battered Tottenham. I watched the game. They battered Spurs. It was an absolute robbery, Spurs winning that game. And I'm not just saying that. They battered them in the first half. That Traore, if he could finish, they would have won comfortably. I certainly do not see how Wolves are 5.1 here home to United, who do occasionally have their troubles away from home. Proved it last week against Southampton. For me, Wolves are a much better team than Southampton. I think they can cause that United back line some trouble. Got to put the ball in the net, that's their trouble. So for me, either a small back of Wolves and trade it if they take the lead at, you know, at 5.x and above, or you can lay United and get the draw on your side. Again, if Wolves take the lead, you can get yourself out of that position. But I do not see, I don't see United a 4-5 shot here away to Wolves. Wolves are a much better side than they've shown at the start of this season. That was a really, you know, that's where we talk about things like ELO, how teams won matches. Anybody looking at that going, oh, Spurs had a good win away to Wolves. We were absolutely battered in that game. Soft penalty, didn't really offer much up. Had a couple of chances on the break, but we were penned back by Wolves and they just didn't have any end product. If they find that, then I think this will be a tough game for United. So that's it. So there's a few over 2.5 there for me. Newcastle, West Ham and Villa. Liverpool are too big. Tottenham will win, and I think are a little bit too big, and Wolves, Man United, whatever way you want to do it, either small back of Wolves or Lay United. Of course, that's not saying any of those things will happen. I'm just saying there's value in those prices from my perspective. That's it. Have a lovely weekend, and we have, as I say, international break, but I will be back as normal then. Give me a bit of time with the lack of football. My boy's been here this weekend. He goes off on holiday tomorrow, so the house starts to lose a little bit of the chaos that's encountered the last week. I'll hopefully be back to normal, and get a Mindset Monday into a rhythm of podcasts and share some other bits, sort out Lingfield, London drinks, Manchester, all those sort of things to cover over the next week or so. So have a good weekend, whatever you're doing. Good luck with your bets, and I'll be back with you tomorrow morning for any weekend trades that I spot tomorrow when I do my weekend process.